好的，你好。是这样的。
Let me first give you a little bit of background. Our art troupe has been founded for 30 years, and yesterday a group of our performers just did a successful performance in Colombia. That is the 100th country we have visited so far. And for Switzerland, this is our first time here, but the first time in the Palais. We are very excited. Our artists, they are hoping to spread the message of beauty, of goodness, and of love to all corners of the world. They would like to give people courage and bravery for life and to give them a positive energy. So we are really excited that we can present the performance for International Geneva.
So you talk about a message of positivity. What else is it that you would like to convey about the difficulties of living with disabilities? I mean, I see just on the stage behind us, the troupe is performing or rehearsing for their performance later on today, and they are communicating with sign language. It all seems to be going very well to me, but surely that has its own problems.
Yes, of course, they do face difficulties, but our artists, they are very confident and they are very optimistic. They believe that as long as they are given a stage, they can do their best and tap their potential. So today you are seeing that everything is going well during rehearsal. That's because our artists, they want to convey this message that you must be confident and you must be optimistic about your life. Our artists with hearing challenges, they are showing this message with their body language. And for those sight impaired, they are singing in order to convey this message. So they are together, they are hoping to promote harmony and peace in the world.
And what is your personal motivation for becoming involved in the My Dream initiative? You say 100 concerts so far. Did you think it might go this far?
I've been working with them for over 30 years, so I'm a founding member of this art troupe. Back in those early days, really no one expected that people with disabilities could create such a great miracle. And they are turning the impossible into the possible. I love our artists very much, and I'm very excited and proud to have worked with them for so long.
At this very moment, the UN Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is continuing its work and indeed holding a press conference today. China is not one of those countries which is debating with the committee at the moment, but it is a signatory to the Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. In China, you know, what are the particular challenges and aims for people living with disabilities today in 2017?
Yes, of course, like the people with disabilities in other parts of the world, they have some difficulties in their daily life, but China is doing everything it can in all aspects of their life, such as rehabilitation, education, employment, social security, and human rights to improve the life of people with disabilities. During the 18th Party Congress of the Communist Party of China, the government put forward the goal of ensuring that all people with disabilities can enjoy a rich cultural life by 2020 and that they can be fully integrated into the society and they can live a life of dignity. So now the whole Chinese society is extending a helping hand to people with disabilities and we are working together, making ceaseless efforts to realize this goal so that every person with disability can live a decent life by 2020.
让所有我们的残疾兄弟姐妹都能够真正的